It's Friday, the 4th of February. It's 11:11 a.m. An hour after us getting out of bed. 12 hours in bed and practically all of that sleeping. Wow. Tired. Can you hear that? Are you really listening this morning? Really? Really listening? Because this morning, like myself, you should be hearing binaural sounds. It's fantastic. Yeah. I got my Zoom fixed. Well, I'll put it this way. I've fixed it so I can now use the binaural mics again, thankfully. Still have some issues with the open recordings, two channels around the mid-side without using the binaurals, in other words, freestanding. There's still issues going on there that I'm trying to get fixed, but I managed to get my binaural parts fixed. There's nothing wrong with the binaural mics, it was just the Zoom itself. So, I played about quite a bit yesterday. And I've got it going again, it's great. It's a damp morning. Rain. Rain started last evening, through the night, and there's more to come. Loads more to come, according to the weather forecast. So, a grey and damp morning. But, at least at the moment, it's not raining. So, a good sleep last night, and I'm feeling good. Tomorrow we're going to do a car boot. So there'll be no long ride tomorrow morning. That'll be a 3:30 rise, going down to Falkirk. First one of the year. First one since October last year. So today we will be packing the car, get it done early. As long as the weather holds up. But I'm feeling quite good this morning. Once I wakened up. I'm going to have another coffee though. For our light breakfast. Breakfast is getting even lighter now for us. Breakfast for us now is a fried egg on whole grain, multi-seed. Bread, right, toasted. That's it. It's not even the... I mean, last year, our light breakfast was... I called the senior citizens breakfast, you know. Very, very small, but don't even have that now. I've got a little thing concerning me. That once you're over, I think it's 60 in this country. In Scotland, at least, I don't know about England or anything. They send you a little test kit, the health board send you a little test kit, and it's over a 3-day period, and you have to send this back, and it's little samples of your poo. And what they do is they're testing for any evidence, for example blood in the poo, that might indicate bowel cancer or something like that. So we've got them through again as usual, just recently. I sent mine away, got a letter back a week later, all clear, fine. Well, I sent hers away, got a letter in yesterday morning with another test kit saying that they had detected tiny amounts of blood in our poo. It's not a good subject, but it's all about health, isn't it? So she's a bit concerned about that, obviously. course, accompanying letter always says this does not indicate. This is what I like about this letter. Says it does not indicate that this is bowel cancer in any way. It can be due to many other reasons. Blah blah blah. And when you, if you get an all clear letter, it says this does not indicate that you may not have bowel cancer. Wait a minute here. So I'm laughing, but I have to be honest and just say I'm concerned, and she's always a wee bit concerned, so she'll get that one fired off as quick as possible and hopefully get it back, and either it'll be clear or they'll just say that, you know, it's just due to, you know, tiny internal leakage of blood or something like that. So it'll be hopes and prayers and all that kind of stuff before that. Yeah. So you don't want these things hanging over you. But it's good. We have a great system here to look after you. I know people complain, but I never complain about health service. Okay, you might complain about some issues of the health service, but in general, treatment, yeah. It's good stuff. Right, I'm going in to have a coffee. And get prepared for a busy day. So I'll keep stewing for a minute or so. Catch the binaural sounds, hopefully.